when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you dear Blood River Radio family members out there, especially you family members that you make a great sacrifice. We're going to talk about to some of them tonight, this afternoon. You're the ones that keep us on the air and inspire me every day with what you do. Matter of fact, I'm going to read a couple of the latest text messages we get, the messages we get from our listeners and our donors that keep me going, keep our people, our other co-hosts going, keep us rolling, man. It's good to have positive feedback, you know, it really is. But anyway, my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and you're listening to Blood River Radio. That's right, people. There's no other radio network in the whole damn world. You can search high low. None of them. I can guarantee double damn to you. You're not going to find one like us. We are the only radio media I know that we've pledged our honor and our fortune. If it sounds dramatic, so be it. You know, I think our people on here deserve it. But we've pledged everything, and we're getting ready to kick it up some notches too. Me and Rand, my buddy Rand, we've got a few little operations planned. We've pledged to fight global white genocide. It is global. It's been going on since really the Garden of Eden, modern times. We've talked about that a lot. You could say it started picking up in Lincoln's war against the South. It really started picking up. And the same old Jew was behind that. And then it kicked up another tick up in the First World War, Second World War. But that's what we're fighting is. We always identify the enemy. But anyway, people, like I said, just repeat myself. This is Blood River Radio, and we just told you what we do. And most of you people that listen, you know who we are. And you also know we are a Christian radio show, unapologetic, never back up, a total Christian radio show. And if you haven't looked at your calendar yet, it is the last day of September, September the 30th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Almighty God. There's no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. And people, you know, like I said, this is a Christian radio show, so we have the one and only, the head honcho of the League of the South, my general, my brother, your general, your brother, Dr. Michael Hill. And he's always, since he's our leader, we always have him on to say the prayer. And I'm so glad he always likes to do that. And he's agreed to do it tonight. So anyway, Dr. Hill, just say hello to everybody. And when you get through, lead us in prayer, if you don't mind, brother.
All right. Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate you having me on again. Hello, everybody out there in the listening audience. Glad that you're with us today as well. And let's start this show off the way we should by having a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this beautiful day and for all the many blessings that you've given us in it. We pray that you will give us wisdom and you'll give us strength and courage to fight the fight that you've put before us. We thank you for the opportunity to serve our people, our civilization, and you. Equip us to be your good and faithful warriors. Now I pray, Father, that you will destroy our enemies, that you will confuse their counsel.
Yes.
That you will break their teeth, and that you will let them fall into the pit that they dug for us.
Yes.
And that you will destroy them thoroughly, completely, utterly. Remove them from the face of this earth. Now I pray, Father, that everything we do and say today will be done for your honor and glory. And we pray this in the most hallowed name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Dr. Hill, for saying that. My brother, saying that prayer, it always gives me chills when you do that. Also, people, we always name the donor. You're welcome, sir. Yes, sir. We always name the donors. We talked about them. It was kind of a dry spell there, but I tell you what, they're coming through. They're making up for it. And Lord knows I'm not hawking for donations, but I'd just like to acknowledge the people that do have sent in. And I'm going to read a couple of text messages that they've sent in tonight. They're pretty short, but it really inspires me what they do. Anyway, for this last couple of weeks, this last week, we have none other than old Rand, the Alabama Lone Wolf. He's sending a real nice donation. Me and Rand and Gene, we're planning a little thing, if it can come through, probably for next year for our donors, for our family. We're planning that, and Dr. Hill will be right in the middle of it, hopefully. But it's a long-range plan. But you have to plan a long-range, and our brother Rand sent in some shekels for that. And before I forget, people, I canceled out the trip to Traveler's Rest because here's why. We had one person send in, anyway, the donations. But before I go further, though, let me finish reading the people who donated. Old Biscuit, month in, month out, month in, month out. Biscuit, he sent a big donation. Whether it were not for Biscuit in Florida, there would be no Blood River Radio. These people I'm reading your names out, without them, there would be no Blood River Radio. We also have another stalwart, pair of stalwart, Miss Pam and Mr. Dennis up in Virginia, the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. And they were supposed to come here, but our life has been totally turned upside down. Literally, I'm not kidding you, it's hard walking in and around in our house right now, and I'm in a studio that's attached to our house. You can't move for boxes and stuff. We had a death in the family back in February. And we've had my grandsons had to move, my daughters in with us temporarily. And just there's so much going on now. I don't have a minute to spare. Every day is every minute is accounted for. And they wanted to come visit, but I hate to tell them, I wouldn't be able to spend any time at all with them at all. But we're going to try to fix. Me and Rand talked about that. Maybe even Mojean, he might be able to go up there with us. And I'd go up there and do a broadcast and eat some of them homemade fruit pies they talked about. They've given me sorghum molasses before. That's really good. They're really great. And also, another donor this week, he's donated three times this month. It makes me feel almost self-conscious. Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone AZ, the up-close-and-personal brother of mine. He got the scars and the Purple Heart to prove it up there in Mortal Kombat with the old VC. Anyway, people, I'm going to read just a couple of text messages they sent, and we're going to go right back to Dr. Hill because, we don't want to waste any time, but I think this is time well spent. This comes from Brother Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone AZ, who's donated three times this month. And I'm going to tell him the donation you sent for the Traveler's Rest, we're going to put that toward another project that I just described that me and Rand and Gene been talking about. It's going to take about 2 days to do what we want to do. It's going to be very expensive. But I appreciate that so much. Another reason we had to cancel it, we'll be leaving from New York to run the New York Marathon. I've already sending my donations to St. Jude. It costs $3,500 to run the marathon, and I raised that all on my own. You can be assured not one penny from Blood River goes to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. That's me. I do that on my own when I can. I have some people that donate, people that are very well off, and they sponsor me. That's how I do that. But if we would be up there. We've had to leave to New York 2 days after the South Carolina trip, so we couldn't make that. But anyway, here is a message that Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Outpost AZ sent just today. I thanked him for a contribution. Here's what he says. Thanks, brother. Your perseverance is unbelievable and inspiring. Whether it's running sometimes for St. Jude Hospital or waking up our people about who our mortal enemy is, you give it your all the time. I'm honored to contribute to the noble warrior who never stops fighting for the survival of the white race. I wish I could do more. And I tell you what, that makes me feel so humble, man. I tell you, I wouldn't take that for love nor money. It really, and if you want to know the truth, I really feel like I'm underqualified to do this. I've never trained. I'm an old combat medic, a registered nurse, construction worker. And I think I do a kind of a butcher job sometimes. But anyway, here's another one. This comes from Biscuit down in Florida. He says, and Biscuit has come a long ways. He used to be kind of like Monica Schaefer. I think he said he used to be kind of like a borderline cuck. But he woke up. God bless him. He says, hello, Eddie. I lose track of time, but I guess that it's been 2 to 3 years since I fully accepted the fact that the Zao Satanists completely run the white Western world. They mean to, here's how he woke up. They mean to exterminate or enslave not only the white race, but I believe all non-Jews. I can't say that I fully grasp it all yet because the more I look, the more that I discover. Every dastardly deed seems to involve a Jewish politician, a Jewish banker, a Jewish spy, a Jewish terrorist, or all of the above. Literally, every aspect of our lives has been infiltrated. As I text this, I glance at a bottle of steak sauce on my table and see a kosher symbol. They have a rabbi on the staff of my employment. He sends out an email reminding us, mainly Christians, that the Jewish holidays are about to take place. The name of Jesus Christ has never appeared in an email. Eddie, this is why I support Blood River Radio. You're unflinching and relentless in your efforts to expose this existential threat to our people. I can't wait to hear what you have to say tonight. Bust hell wide open. No quarter. Biscuit. Be right back, folks.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
You Blood River Radio family. I told a lie already. Told Dr. Hill we're going to go right back to him. We'll come, and we are. I've got this quote from Alexander Solzhenitsyn I hadn't read in a long time, and then I'm going to shoot this right back to Dr. Hill. And I don't know what he's got, but this never gets out of date, this quote. He says, and this is just part of it. He says, and how he burned in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and say goodbye to his family? Or if during periods of mass arrests, As for example, in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not let simply sit there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door, and at every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers. Yeah, but they would have. And transport, notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. If, there's that if, we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. And by God, I'll second that. We deserve everything coming down the pipe because so many of our so-called white brethren are letting us down. I'm ashamed to even be a member of the white race sometimes. But anyway, I just thought that might set the tone a little bit, Dr. Hill, and the rest of the show is yours, brother. And I hope I didn't interrupt you too much.
No, absolutely not. That's a great quote from Solzhenitsyn, and I've used that in many, many speeches I've given before and several articles I've written. I never get tired of using that because it really sums the situation up so well. Sometimes you get in the position where you realize that you don't have anything else to lose, and if you don't do anything, you're going to lose it all. And if you do something, at least you give yourself a chance of winning, maybe even surviving. What I've been thinking about today is the idea that we live in a corrupt system, and I don't think any of your listeners will dispute that. I think they probably know that in spades. But here's the thing. We got roughly 13 months between now and a very important presidential election. And don't get me wrong, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. And I do not think that whoever gets elected 13 months from now is really going to make that much of a difference. But here is the deal. There's going to be greatly increased tension in this country between the left and the right during that period from now and November of 2024. And what we need to instill in the minds and hearts of our people is a realization that this system that we're a part of, that all of this stuff occurs within, is a corrupt system, and you cannot reform a corrupt system with a corrupt system. In other words, all those people out there who need to be reformed out of positions of wealth and power and influence are the ones in positions of wealth and power of influence, and not for a second are they going to even entertain the thought of allowing you to do anything that's going to threaten that power, wealth, and influence that they have. So you cannot expect the system to reform itself. So if you begin at that starting point, which I think is a sound point to start, then you have to come to the realization that you simply have to burn it all down. The system needs to be destroyed.
Yes,
we have let, we, and when I say we, I'm talking about the middle and working class white people out here, the people who are descended from the founding stock of this country. In fact, the people for whom the founders of this country created it. They didn't create it for Jews. They didn't create it for Negroes. They didn't create it for Guatemalans or Ethiopians. They created it for white European men and women. And if we lose sight of that, and if we say, oh, well, you know, we just can't have that anymore. It's just not possible. Then you are going to sign the death warrant of the white race. In other words, the current system is a suicide pact for white people to sign on to it, to participate in it and to preserve it. The only reason I will participate in the current system is to undermine it and tear it down. As I said, it doesn't matter who's going to be elected president in 2024. And it doesn't really matter who's going to be elected to Congress or anywhere else on the federal level. I've been along with our brother Ran and you and many, many other people in the league, we've been secessionists, Southern nationalists, since we started this organization about 30 years ago. And if there ever was a time for the Southern states and other states too, but I'm mainly concerned with the South,
yes,
because I'm a Southerner, it's time for a serious secession movement to get ourselves out of this system, which the system is going to fall. I mean, there's no way that a system built on fraud and deceit and lies can stand. And this system is tottering to the point that it's going to fall, and probably sooner rather than later. We would be foolish if we didn't find a way of getting out of it. And we have that way, which is out there in front of us. For those of us out here who know history, we know that the Southern states exercised that right in 1860 and 61 to leave this union. Of course, people come back and say, oh, yeah, well, that caused a civil war and you didn't win. Well, it did cause a civil war, but it doesn't have to. And no, we didn't win the first time, but the first time is not the second time.
That's right.
Things are different now. But I am telling you folks out there that if you stay within this system, you are not going to reform it. I don't care who gets elected president, because the system is in control of people, largely Jews and those goyim who have sold out to them, and they are not going to give up their power, and you're not going to wrest it away from them in this system. But they realize that their weakness is holding you in the system, because you are the tax slaves. You are the blood that they sacrifice on the altar of foreign wars.
Yes.
Without you, white man, particularly white Southern men, they can't do what they've done for the last 100 years. If you withdraw your consent and you say, no, I'm not playing this game within the system anymore, and if you get enough of your fellow Southerners, men and women both, to do this, you can have an influence locally and statewide to the degree that you can withdraw your particular state from this corrupt system. And once that first brick is out of the wall, I don't care whether it's South Carolina, Florida, Texas, Alabama, or Tennessee, or wherever, when you take that first brick out of the wall, the rest of the edifice are going to crumble. And the opposition realizes that. That's one reason why I'm optimistic, is because I think that the white race is still has enough men and women in it who realize what it takes to be free and prosperous people. And I think people are waking up out there to a degree that I haven't seen in my lifetime, and that means something. And what it means is that once these people get organized and pulling in the same direction, that we can pull the system down and have it fall around the ears of those people who have taken it over and set it up to run for their own benefit, their selfish benefit. And yeah, there are going to be a lot of people who are not prepared for this, and they're probably going to suffer. But let me tell you, everybody out there listening, you know as well as I do, that a country that has run up a $33 trillion debt is not a serious country. You know that a country that has no border, and is being flooded with third world immigrants and refugees is no country.
We got to go to a quick break, Dr. Hill. I want to get right back on that one point as soon as we come back. Dear Blood River Radio family, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Your
daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The countdown is on to what looks like a government shutdown. Maura Winters reports on which agencies will potentially be impacted.
The impact potentially enormous, with 1.3 million active duty troops and Border Patrol agents potentially working without pay. Close to 7 million women and children will be cut from the WIC food assistance program. There could also be disruptions at the airport if TSA officers walk off the job. This has happened in the past. Now, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy suggesting a clean bill without aid to Ukraine included in it. Over in the Senate, lawmakers are working on bipartisan legislation to fund the government. This plan does include $6 billion to continue to fund the war in Ukraine. An initial vote expected today, but because of Senate rules, a final vote not until Monday.
Another 7,000 auto workers walked off the job in Illinois and Michigan yesterday as United Auto Workers expanded its strike against Detroit automakers. The move was done to put more pressure on Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. The strike has been going for 2 weeks now. About 25,000 or 17% of the union's members are striking. Members of both parties are remembering California Senator Dianne Feinstein, who passed away Friday at the age of 90.
The news of Feinstein's passing hit hard from the White House.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly, and so will Jill and I.
To the halls of Congress.
Dianne was a trailblazer in her beloved home state of California. And our entire nation are better for her dogged advocacy and diligent service.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell adding she was truly remarkable. Feinstein served in the Senate for more than 30 years, being first elected in the early 90s. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I never get tired of those little sound bites. We might get some new ones again pretty soon, but I tell you what, I think those are timeless. Anyway, we're going to go right back to Dr. Hill. And boy, I tell you what, he always lays so many things out there. I could ask 100 questions. But anyway, going back to you, Dr. Hill, you were hitting on all cylinders before you had to go to that break.
Well, yeah, I was just giving a few examples of why this is not a serious country. And obviously, you can think of a lot more than the fact that we have a $33 trillion debt, no borders, that we have a corrupt, openly corrupt political system. We have graft and corruption right out on full display. We have a Department of Justice that has selectively prosecutes anybody who stands up against the system. We have are involved in foreign wars that have absolutely no benefit to the people in this country. And as I said before, Southerners, out of proportion to their numbers, fight and die in those wars. There are just so many reasons that this is not a serious country and not a system that needs to be reformed. The system is beyond reform. And it's not worthy of reform. So don't waste your time worrying about trying to figure out what to do to fix this system. Do everything that you can to tear it down. And, you know, people say, well, what can we do? Well, you know, withdraw your consent psychologically to start with. Simply do not give your consent to what is being done in your name in Washington, D.C. And it is being done in your name up there. And two, another thing, none of us is wealthy enough to make a difference by ourselves. Well, you know, few are. Elon Musk, Bill Gates, a few others can do things on their own. But let me tell you this. If you, in conjunction with millions of other people, choose to spend your money or not spend it in a certain way, that can have a tremendous impact on people who are doing things that are detrimental to your future interest. One thing that you can do, a very practical thing, is use cash. You know, don't use credit cards. Don't write a check unless it's absolutely necessary to do that. Use cash because you cut out the middleman, and the middleman is usually the Jew. And that's how they've made their money. They never do any work. They just didn't put themselves in the middle and collect a fee. You know, cut them out. Instead of going to some department store like Target, which hates you anyway, you need something, go to a yard sale, go to a flea market, you know, buy it for cash. You know, you hire a handyman to come do a job for you, offer to pay him in cash. He'll usually take it and give you a little discount. He knows why you're paying him in cash.
Yes.
You know, he can choose not to report it. There are all kinds of little ways you can throw a monkey wrench into the system like this. Always talk to your neighbors. Talk to people you go to church with. If you go to a bad church, quit. Worship at home. There are all kinds of little things like that that you can do. But the big thing I think that you can do that may be a lifesaver, literally, is if we could organize the numbers in the South and you know, in other areas too, nationwide, of people who just had it with the system and withdraw their consent to the point where they simply just walked off the job, say everybody walked off the job for a week, everything would shut down. You know, if you don't have plumbers, electricians, you know, people who run the infrastructure, it's going to shut down. And I've always called these people the hewers of wood and drawers of water, use an old Irish term, the people who actually do the work.
The work, correct.
You know, and those, to be quite honest, are largely white people. And if you don't do the work, these people can't do it for themselves. So, you know, and people say, well, you know, if I didn't go to work, I'd lose my job. Yeah, you would. And I'm not saying that you need to take that lightly, but look, your job is usually part of the system, and it's a system that's going down anyway. The sooner you help it go down, the sooner you can find gainful employment somewhere else in the new system that is not screwing you over. And look, if you can prepare yourself and your family for six months of being without the things that you normally are used to having, this system can be destroyed within 6 months if we simply would withdraw our consent and call on those resources that we put aside and, you know, just let the system starve for lack of people to sustain it. And I'm serious about this. This is why I encourage people to learn how to grow their own food, to get to know their own local farmers, to put together local groups of people who will help protect each other and keep intruders out of their local community who come in looking to cause trouble. Because I think that when this system goes down, and I didn't say if it goes down, I said when it goes down, if you are not prepared for 3 to 6 months of taking care of yourself because all of these dislocations that are going to happen, and you're not ready to combine with other people in your community to protect yourself and provide the things you need, particularly food, then you're going to have a hard time. But if you do these things, then we can rebuild a civilization from the ground up, from the local, the particular, the distinct, peculiar local culture that we have here. We can build those things up again into some kind of civilization that we all can benefit from and is not controlled by an outside alien force. And in other words, what I'm saying is until we get rid of Zionist Jew control over our civilization, we will not succeed. That is simply the way it is. And to do that, we're going to have to starve that system of its nourishment, and that is our labor,
yes,
our money, and our blood. We have to take those things away and let this system crumble.
Amen. You know, Dr. Hill, the way you described to bring it down, and I'll point out to everybody out there, there was no gunfire or anything involved there. I believe that's probably the way what happened to the old Soviet Union. I know there was an old adage, I forgot who I heard it from. They said one person living in the Soviet Union, just a regular peon like us, he said, we pretended to work and the system pretended to pay us. And it got to where people,
exactly.
And they did. They were kind of like you said. They pretty much just, who was that guy? Timothy McLeary said they tuned in, turned off, and something like that. they dropped out. Well, that's what they did. They pretty much dropped out.
I think tune in, turn on, and drop out. Yeah,
something like that. They dropped out of the system. It was like a passive resistance. You know, blacks are really good at that. Oh, they were really good at just, you know, just resisting and acting like they're going to do something. Well, they weren't. Everything was going downhill because the people, they were tired of working, being forced to do jobs they didn't want to do. They were in pretty much a lot of situations kind of like we are in right now. You're 100% right there. But, you know, I just wonder how close, I know you're clairvoyant, but I just wonder how close we are to that little spark, you know, that will set things really rapidly in motion going downhill. For instance, you mentioned something that reminded me of the current situation in military recruitment. You know, you probably know this, but one really inspiring thing to me that cheers me up, recruitment into the military services, especially the Army and the Marine Corps, is, I think, at an all-time low. They're doing everything possible, not they being the system, the Jew system, to entice young, empty-headed men to come in and go and to die for Israel. But they're not meeting, none of the services are meeting their goals. But it's really bad in the Army and the Marines, because, as you mentioned, the lion's share of warriors, going back, I guess, since there was a country here, and especially since, you know, World War One, war between states, the majority of the boots on the ground soldiers has come from the southern states, probably 80% of it. I hear the music. We're going to go to a quick break. Be right back, y'all, everybody.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
The Epoch
NewsWire.times.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Here, Blood River Radio family, we're right back again. And Dr. Hill, really, he really laid out a lot of good things there for us to talk about. I think one of the largest things in the system, the way our people have been enslaved, God, for centuries through the financial system, the monetary system, the currency. He controls the currency calls the tunes. But if we're ever going to get our independence, ever, we're going to have to get control of the banking system. And I'm not talking about Constitution or the Federalist Papers, any of that stuff. We're talking about the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, is bored the crap out of me. And I've said it 100 times. You know, don't talk about those systems to me, you know, the Bill of Rights, all that crap. The only Bill of Rights you have is the ones that you're willing to defend with a bayonet. And you know what? If the people, quote, any government system will work. The Declaration of Independence, you know, the Constitution, any system will work if you have enough guns behind it to back up that system. But if you ain't got enough guns, your precious little constitutional system ain't going to work because of these thugs running that criminal cabal in places like Washington, D.C., and, you know, places like that, hell of Tel Aviv. If they got the guns, they'll tell you to take your constitution and stick it. So that's why that and I'll quote that, I know I'm kind of rambling, but we have one of our sound bites is the guerrilla general on this program from Planet of the Apes, and he sums it up. And it was a movie, and the people who wrote that movie, wrote that script, knew they were. I'm agreeing with what they said. The guerrilla general said, "He's." And if you ever seen the movie, you need to see it. It's really funny. All the gorillas, the orangutans, they're all the intellectuals, the college professors, stuff like that, the pharmacists, the doctors, the lawyers. And they're talking about all this intellectual stuff. Well, all of a sudden, the guerrilla general didn't know what the hell they were talking about. They were above his head, kind of like me. He stood up with this big club, and he's beating on the concrete, and he said, "I'll tell you one thing. Every good soldier knows that in the end, the only thing that matters is raw, merciless force." That's true. Anyway, getting back to that, I'm always going off on these rabbit trails. But we've got to get in control of this banking system. And the original Constitution, I didn't know the exact thing. In fact, I don't think it was based on gold, Dr. Hill. I think our currency, the dollar, was based on so many grains of silver. Probably, I used to know the exact number of grains to an ounce. I'm going to say 24 point something another grains to an ounce. But it was based on, it was an ounce of silver with the dollar was based on. But see, I got to shut that up. I'm rambling too much. But our banking system right now, everybody and his mama knows listening to this program, is controlled 100% by Jews. The Federal Reserve System here in the United States, and all the other various banks, the World Bank, the International Bank of Settlements, or something like that. But Dr. Hill, one of the things we've got to do in the long run, we have to have an honest system, an honest money. Until we can do that, nothing's going to work unless we can do barter. But Dr. Hill, I know I'm kind of rambling, but do you think what do you think the odds are of us getting hold of that banking system? If we can bring this, do you think that would bring the system down faster than
It would. If the Federal Reserve system was undermined, that would bring the whole system down tomorrow. And the system that we rebuild in its place had better not have a central bank. A central Yes. bank is poison. And we've seen that for the last little more than 100 years. The Jews instituted the Federal Reserve, and they can come to control the country through it and control of the media and then subsequent control of other institutions. That's one reason I say that it can't be reformed. It has to be torn down. But when we come back and build our own civilization again, I didn't say if, I said when, because we are going to do that. Then we must have a sound monetary system, and that means no central bank. But between now and that glorious day when that system crashes and we get free of it, we need to realize a few things. Is it's not just that banking system that we better not replicate when we have the chance to rebuild. We need to go back to a more natural way of living. A little over 100 years ago, the Rockefellers and their allies took control of the medical system and instituted what's called the allopathic medical system and basically called all natural medicine fraud and quackery. And since that time, you've had this growth of all these terrible diseases like cancer and heart disease and dementia and all those kinds of things. And there's no mystery to me why that's been done. I mean, pharmaceutical medicine and a bad diet have led to most of these things. So I've got a little bit of a parting advice today for our listeners. One, stay away from doctors and hospitals if you can. Stay away from pharmaceutical drugs. If the body is a self-healing mechanism, you take care of your body, it's going to take care of you. And when I say take care of your body, I mean drink clean water, eat clean food, exercise and sleep. Do those things and you're going to be healthy. Stay away from pharmaceutical drugs, processed foods, sugar. Stay away from television. In other words, a time waster.
Amen.
Work. Work out, read, study, develop your mind, keep yourself in good physical shape, learn to do things, learn skills, learn to grow and produce your own food, make alliances with people who also produce food so you can get from them what you don't produce yourself. And if you do these things and get back closer to a natural way of living, then you're going to be healthier and you're going to be stronger because you're going to have local control over a lot of things that you don't have local control over now. I buy very little from a grocery store other than fresh vegetables and a few things that I can't get. Producing myself. I buy my meat from local farmers. I produce a lot of my own fruit and vegetables, and what I don't produce, I get from local farmers. When I do eat sweets, I either eat fruit or locally produced honey. You know, you can circumvent big ag, big pharma, you know, all of these big things, and all these big institutions are controlled by the Jews. You know that. And not only do they get rich off of you, but they poison you in the process. Don't participate in their damn system. Get yourself out of it. If you do that, then you stand a chance. If you don't do that, then you're going to be a slave to these people for all of your life. So get free of that, and then we'll worry about getting free as a group, as a people, as a civilization. But until we free ourselves and free our minds and bodies from their grasp and control, we will never be free as a people.
That's a mouthful. You're right on the money there, Dr. Hill. I'd give anything if I had the place I live right now. I have no access to any land, but when I was a kid, until the time I was a teenager, and when I got out, I lived out in the country when I was in high school, and I would start do a garden with a shovel. I would take a shovel. I didn't have a tiller or a mule, but I would take a shovel and dig up a big garden, because I was strong as a gorilla for my size in those days, and I used to love to do that. But yeah, we grew a lot. Well, we grew a lot of good stuff. Of course, it's too late right now to do that with this time of season. But I would start looking around right now and see if you can find a little piece of land and to grow some things on your own. And you can even get these these gigantic, I guess, kind of like gigantic flower pots for lack of knowledge of the
yeah,
of the
absolutely.
Right. And you can grow. You,
you know,
the
thing is, Eddie, that people don't realize you don't have to have a huge space to grow a good deal of food.
Yeah, you know, every little thing you grow is that's taking one more. You know, if you can grow one tomato, it's taking one. That's one tomato. You don't have to go to buy Walmart or, like you said, your Target. They have a grocery store. But before we leave, I'd like to ask you. You mentioned when you're talking. While we have a clown country pretty much with no borders, when it hits the fan, Dr. Hill, and once again, you're no clairvoyant, what's your prediction? What's going to happen to all these millions and millions and millions of non-whites? Are we going to be able to get rid of them? I mean, what are we going to do with them?
I think a lot of them will self-deport because they're just here for what they can get out of the system that they didn't create. And I think that once they see that there's nothing for them to get, they'll leave. The ones that don't leave will probably end up either starving to death or rampaging to try to take what you and I have. And if that happens, of course, you know, we'll defend ourselves. But, you know, you asked a while ago, you know, when would a spark come? A spark could come 2 seconds from now. Because all the kindling is already stacked up. It's just waiting for the match.
Dr. Hill, one of the latest planks of kindling is, I see where, I don't know how true it is, some kind of a stinking judge in New York says he just sees Donald Trump's. I'm no fan of Trump, but I have to love him because the system hates him so bad. They've seized control of all of his businesses. And they're selling him out. I heard they're even going to sell his place in Florida off Mar-a-Lago for like a paltry $18 million. And it's worth, I hear, like, you know, $250 million. It's worth a fortune. So I can't, I mean, and everybody's mama, they know that's totally illegal what they've done. Dr. Hill, I'm kind of surprised. I mean, that's bad. I'm kind of surprised that we didn't hear more about these MAGA people getting in the streets when that was announced. Do you know, to your knowledge, is that real? Or are they really going to make him penniless? And if it is real, if it really is happening, are the MAGA people going to start really turning up the heat and bringing this system
down?
That's
the question. That's the question. I don't think that there's any doubt that Trump's enemies are playing hardball, as I say, and they're trying to destroy him. I mean, there's no doubt about that. They're going to try every way they can. Now, what MAGA does, that's anybody's guess. They haven't shown me that they're willing to get out in the streets yet to the degree that, you know, we were at Charlottesville, for example. They're not willing, haven't shown me that they're willing to do the hard things yet. Now, they may surprise me, and I hope they do. I'm like you. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not a MAGA guy. I'm not a Trump fan. But I do realize he has the right enemies.
Yes, he does. That's why... You know, I have to say, go get him. Go get him, Donald. Well, Dr. Hill, believe it or not, we come to the end of the hour. It always goes by so fast. Me and Rand talked about that last week, me and Nancy. It seemed like once we went to 3 hours, we thought, how did we get by with two? But anyway, God bless you, Dr. Hill. Please stay in touch. If you get time, call me
I will.
As soon as you can. And I got a lot of stuff run by you. And plus, I want to talk about this event we got next year. We're trying to plan. I'll get your advice on it.
All right.
The people, this is the one and only
All
Dr.
Right, that
Hill.
Sounds good.
And thank you so much, Dr. Hill. And people, we're going to, for coming on, people, we're going to transfer. We're going to the second hour right now. So hang on to your seats.